This is RSBNB Update, episode 388, recorded Friday, November 23rd, 2012.
Oh God, it's different!
Hi everyone, thanks for joining us for this episode of RSBNB Update, listening wherever you might be listening. This week, I had intended to have a much more expansive panel on, seeing as it's the EOC release, but due to a combination of bad times and the fact that you Americans out there are having your Thanksgiving this weekend, difficulties getting the times all set up. And yes, Reed, you can ask me that question right away. Speaking of that, Earth271072, aka Reed, is here.
That's me!
So, what was the question you asked, just so you can get that out?
Did you just start a stopwatch?
Yeah, I do. I do that every episode.
Okay.
Yeah, that
was the last one we did, like, 3 hours? Not 3 hours. 2.5?
No, it was shorter than that, I think. But as usual, who else is also here?
Your lovable Asian.
Yes, that is true.
Okay.
So let's talk EOC. Released on the 20th, without many little hiccups along the way, which is good. You know, we could have had some major issues like we had when Construction came out. So nonetheless, relatively seamless release. So everybody is, of course, taking this in their own ways. Everyone is either happy about this or extremely upset. So the reaction has been like expansive throughout the week about the whole thing. So do we want to go through our list of points here, or do we want to share our thoughts and experience? Actually, no, we'll stick to the notes. We'll share our thoughts and experiences after. And Earth, I have your screenshots that you sent me that you wanted to save for later on as well.
Oh, yeah. Those were fun.
Yeah, they were.
Gotta love the originality of the names that people call Jagex. Am I allowed to say that on here, or
If that's the one I'm thinking, no, you're not, because that was also a gold.
Okay, well, it's a portmanteau of a derogatory term for a homosexual person and Jagex.
So okay, basically, it's another. It's a play on word bundle of sticks.
Yes.
Okay, then.
So, when you logged into the game this week, we noticed something different, and they did a variety of things. So, your teleport.
My hair was shiny. Oh, God, my stereo is still on.
Your stereo? how could it be on all this time? What the?
No, yeah, you guys come through my headset, but everything else comes through the speakers. And I turn the normal speakers off, but
I see. Okay. So when you logged in this week, as you mentioned, your hair was shiny for one thing.
Yep.
Very shiny, actually, which is too much, like, though.
Like a
dome.
So kind of like a Picard head shiny during a hot summer day on Ryza?
Except with actually hair on top, yes.
Okay.
Anyways. You teleported to one of 9 banks in safe areas within the free-to-play zone. I don't know how that ended up, because I ended up in Yanil.
I was in Falador.
Okay. And you got put in a bank?
Yeah, in the East Bank.
Okay. Where'd you get put, Raid Earth?
Taverly.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Any items you had equipped prior to the update were de-equipped and placed in your inventory. If your inventory was full, your items were moved to the bank. Everyone now has an additional 15 bank spots to ensure there would be enough space.
Thank you! Hallelujah!
Yay!
Depleted prayer points were fully restored.
Hallelujah!
Claws were converted into main hand claw and off hand claw. So you can run around with one claw now. Task totals have been recalculated because they removed some tasks and whatnot, which is understandable with this. And many items have different level requirements, and most of these changes were on equipment with skill levels lower than 50, and only a few high-level items are requested or changed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like, except with a bit of fur on top.
Wait, what?
Chrome I dope. Said that's what it... Yeah, the heads, that's what they look like. Oh. Smooth and shiny, except with a bit of hair and texture.
Right.
Okay.
So that's what happened when you logged in. Speaking of some of these changes, of note, Dragonhide now requires defense. I was laughing to myself when I was keying this into the item database.
Dragonhide requires defense?
Yeah, Dragonhide armor now requires something like 40 or 50 odd defense, so that was funny, because that didn't require that level before, it was just ranged, so we can see why some people are upset about that, but now that it makes sense, it's a defensive item after all. So, and for anybody who has been living under the rock for the last, 6 months or so, this update brought in the action bar, abilities, adrenaline, dual wielding, major balances with the triangle, and a whole bunch of other things. So if you're just tuning in now on episode 388 and haven't been here before, go listen to some of the previous episodes, and we talk in depth about each one of these aspects as they were released and as we made our journey through the beta together with them.
Okay. And we've talked about this in depth for past episodes, so I think we have to go over this again.
Yeah, we don't need to go over that. But there are some smaller changes, such as poisoned items, such as the Dragon Dagger P++, have been converted to their non-poisoned versions. Mm. And permanently poisoned...
My spears, my rune spear and dragon spear that were combo unpoisoned are oddly still poisoned.
But they're, although are they wieldable? Although if I
recall the... Huh?
Are they wieldable?
One moment.
Because we had a problem in
no,
the beta where we were...
No! They're not.
They're not wieldable, are they?
But I can't... What do with them now?
Exactly. So they seem to miss the Karambwan poisoned spears because they're not wieldable and they're just sitting in the bank and they're useless. So, be interesting to see if the cleaning cloth still works with them.
Yeah, so, forgot about that thing.
Yeah, just go to the guy in Taibowane Village, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, remember when that poison came out? It was so revolutionary because it was a different kind of poison that would actually do more damage?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I remember when it came out, but...
Now when you drink the poison potion, the poison goes through your fingertips into your weapons, into the enemy's flesh.
Yeah, you know, that really doesn't make much sense, does it? And that's been like that since the very beginning, so...
Wait, what?
We're now using some Chinese martial arts thrown into it. We're channeling the chi from our body, from a poisonous body into the other person. Oh, come on, Shane, laugh.
Yeah, I know. I get it, but I just don't understand why the update is working like this. I get what you mean, but I just don't get... Like, is such a thing even possible in that culture?
Sure, if you share blood.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what did you just ask?
Well, we're talking about the weapon poison. If you drink the poison, you know, is it possible for it to leach from your body onto the weapon that you're using?
Cool.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Also,
Then again, one of our gods is a floating skull, so...
Yeah, there's lots of questions to be asked. Spell boxes earned from Dungeoneering have been removed, and their cost in Dungeoneering tokens refunded. Now you wonder why this is the case, because you no longer have the ability to do that, and it just makes sense that you use the ability bar rather than one of these spell boxes. So I think that's a good update. Now, this next one, do you remember when Dungeoneering came out? Augury and Rigor, we wanted to use those rares, but now you don't have to. They're unlocked for everybody.
Yay!
So those prayers are actually pretty powerful, and so unless you are level 92 prayer and have access to Soul Split or Turmoil, it actually makes sense to stay on the regular spellbook now.
Mm.
You mean prayer book?
Yeah, yes, that's right. Let's see. We got Wrath. I don't care about those.
PK Skulls no longer exist.
PK
Skulls. Yeah, what happens with that now? Do you
I'm
just
not
lose
sure.
everything in the wilderness?
I'm not sure. I haven't gone into the wilderness. Maybe it's some internal mechanic about who attacks first or...
on shot first.
Yeah, because...
Yes,
I don't
get
think
it, Reed.
We're not PvPers here in this game, at least. So,
yes, well, anyone who was a PvPer was a pure, and they're all gone now anyway. We ran out of tissues.
We ran out of tissues.
What?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a throwback to the episode selling tissues 1K each after this came out.
Oh, I told you about that.
Also, diseases are no longer part of the game, so you can't be diseased anymore. So that's good. We magically cured cancer and all other ailments in RuneScape overnight.
Oh, so I can go to that alley. What?
Go to that what?
Shifty alley.
Right. Okay, moving on.
If you want to go down there and try to get some fish gills, that's all that's between you and that surgeon of yours, okay? But if you and I are genetically match up, I'm taking your lungs.
Okay. I'll be sure to take up smoking.
But yeah, but if you get some fish gills, you don't need the lungs anymore. And I'm sure, you know, I could probably take your heart as well, because you don't have one. You never used it.
Well, if I didn't have one, then you couldn't take it.
Very good point. I don't know how we got onto this. What does this have to do with curing disease?
You need to watch Futurama, Shane. All right. Okay. Fine. Ellie thing. Okay.
I don't get it.
And you never will.
Oh, no, I see.
Well, I wasn't going there. He was.
Alrighty, moving on. The MakeX production interface also came out this week. Happy
yes!
about this? Okay. Why is that?
I haven't tried it yet, but I'm so going to try mass enchanting.
I couldn't get it to work.
I think you're supposed to drag it onto your skill, your action bar and do something else with it, but I'll try that later.
Oh, really? That's weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming, but thank you! All the problem right now is that Glories have really just plummeted.
Yeah, well, that's to be expected with these updates, so. Also, you can clear a full inventory of herbs now.
Woo!
Automatically.
That was really nice.
But you know, I think I can clear clean herbs faster than this auto thing can, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you could make X with bows, right? And stuff
yeah.
faster.
And that too.
Just mouse keys it, right?
Well, no, I could actually do it with my fingers much faster, and that's how I did the vast majority of my fletching, and fletching was actually slowed down by the previous Make X interface. So that's kind of disappointing. And things like this, because, you know, you can down the four rows of the inventory for the for the herbs. So, I mean, yeah, it's nice to have this, and I didn't do any of mass enchanting, so I'm not even sure if that works. So you better check before you get overexcited about that there.
Yeah,
if it doesn't work, I'm quitting.
I'll check right now.
Oh, well, but I don't know. I'll try it out later. I don't have any Dragon Stones on me right now.
I probably do. I'll test it for you later, too.
I got some gems. I need to make them into rings and enchant them.
We're about that
so,
later.
The Makex interface is out. I think that's an important add-on, because without that, the game would be actually a lot harder to play. So, in a way, it's good that it's here.
It works now. Okay, cool.
What work?
We'll talk about that later. Anyway, so what's next on the agenda?
So you go first.
Well, you know that I had a Slayer test, so what I did was I grabbed my Dragon Defender and I grabbed my Dragon Defender and my Chaotic Rapier, and I just went onto Dust Devils. I dumped a bunch of abilities into my action bar, and I threw in a quick healing skill. And I did the entire Dust Devil task without using any Bunyip or food.
How long did it take you?
It went by really quick. I want to say roughly an hour, mostly because I just started using all the big skills like Decimation, Flurry, Massacre, Slaughter. So I just started using all the ultimate abilities. I think it was just one shot of so many of them.
That's good. Yeah, go ahead.
And I went and put on a regenerate, which is a healing ability outside.
So you're regenerating
outside of
like the Borg.
I love that one.
And so basically, I build up my, you know, I do some quick attacks with the build up my adrenaline. Then after I attack, my bar is all the way up. I just pop that thing up. I heal myself back all the way up really quick.
Whoops.
I'm sorry.
Continue.
Shane. That was pretty much it. I did dual wielding. It was really nice. Flurry was awesome. They were dying left and right. Didn't try two-hander yet. Try that some other time.
Yeah, I think Flurry is the useful one that I thought of using as well.
But you know my problem with your website on the action bar thing, so hopefully you can figure out what the hell's going on with it.
I don't know what that is, because it's working fine for everyone else. You're the only one.
I cleared my cache, and I did it on both my computers, so cleared everything else. It still doesn't work.
Wait, what doesn't work?
I have a problem with my equipment
the
calculator.
The action bar, sure.
Yeah, mine is not showing up properly.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that later. So, Reed, I have your screenshots here.
Okay, well, I wanted to say something really quick.
Okay.
Well, the morning it came out, I went and did the fight caves. And it was laughably easy. I got about halfway through, and I'd used about, I don't know, maybe a fourth of my food, because I don't combat, and I didn't know what I was doing. So I just sort of hid for a second and looked through the ability book, and I saw the regenerate one. After I found that, I didn't use a single piece of food through the entire fight caves.
Huzzah! Oh, maybe I should get my big cape now.
Yeah, you probably could.
Yes.
Also, so what about the prayer switching? Did you have to prayer switch like you used to have to switch when you did Jad?
Nope.
You didn't switch prayer?
Really?
Because you had so much health, or?
It just wasn't hard.
Oh, right, because it can hit plus one of your maximum constitution level. So if you're 99, the most it can hit is a 1,000, and you have far more health than that now.
Yeah.
Am I right in that?
And don't forget, you have a lot of those other abilities.
Wait, I thought that was Nomad.
No.
No, that
no,
that's
the plus
Jad.
One. Sorry.
Yeah.
Nomad is minus.
And also, don't forget, you get a lot of defensive abilities such as Anticipate, which reduces all damage taken by 10% and some immunity. And you also have the other one, which is called again.
The one that reduces for 50%.
Not that one.
Metamorphosis? No.
Mortality.
Oh.
Yeah,
shield. Oh, right. If you die, it resurrects you.
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I used magic throughout all of it. I used water spells because that was their weakness. And the ability Metamorphosis was amazing. Awesome. And so it was like Asphyxiate.
Mm-hmm.
It just destroys them.
Tsunami!
Actually, wasn't that good. I tried that.
Aww.
It never worked for me.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get it to work on my Slayer tasks either.
Really? I think you just need a lot of space for that one. That one's really big.
Space?
I got it to work once, but it was hard to get everybody all lined up in front.
I think it's only good if you're in like a massive PvP or like pest control or soul war or something, and just like camp in front of the bridge and just like cast it every once in a while and hit everyone in front.
So overall, you're very happy about it, and it.
Yes.
Well, you said, it made things very easy. And
but oddly enough, the fire cape has less bonuses than a skill cape.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. I thought it used to be the other way around.
Yeah, it did. Let me confirm that really quickly. All right, farming cape, fire cape, and equipment screen. All right, so the skill cape is defending has 18 for all of them, but the fire cape, melee 11 defending, magic 5 defending, range 18 defending.
Well, there you go. So the fire cape has been obsoleted by a skill cape. I never thought I'd see that happen. But I guess given the sheer ease of the fire cape, now it makes sense.
But I think there was... It takes the critical chance up by 0.2, so...
The fire cape does. But still, 0.2 is not that much. Mm. But I guess it all adds up over time.
Yeah.
So... Let's go through some of these. Let me talk about what
I'm
I did,
sorry.
And then we'll go through your screenshots.
It's 0.2 more than the skill cape.
Oh, well, still, that's
the
not
skill cape
much.
Is 2, and the fire cape is 2.2. My bad.
That's not very much still.
Mm.
I did a steel dragon task without using any food or any prayer. Just using the dragon fire shield and the defensive abilities, as you guys said, and meleeing. Actually, no, I didn't melee. I used magic. So, and I didn't even have the specialized dragon fire shield. I just had the basic melee dragon fire shield that existed before. So, it's hard to imagine how much damage I would have been doing, or how much more defense I would have had if I would have actually had the magic based dragon fire shield than the melee based dragon fire shield. So that would be interesting to
how
see.
How do you... Like, all the staffs are one-handed. How do you...
Wands.
Or two-handed. I mean,
wands?
Use wands.
Where do you get those?
I made a Batwing wand, which is level 50 magic required. And that comes from, of course, bats. They drop the bat wings. I am doing barrows currently. I am trying to get myself an arms wand. Because I think I'll be using magic quite a bit. And I don't exactly want to shell out for... A high level wand that would be a lot more expensive because I need my money for other things. So, there's no
Arum's wand would be the best for
hybriding. Yeah,
low budget.
Yeah, it's about 150k on the exchange. But the thing is, there's hardly any of them in there, so that's going to go up. So. It's second best next to the Virtus wand, which, you know how much that that costs, like 53
mil. Oh god.
So the arms wand is going to be pretty much the staple for high level magic, depending if you want to use a wand. Aside from that, also of note, just like you found Jad really easy, I did a clue scroll. And
oh, right. You told me about this.
The Ceridoman wizards in there, it's basically you just blow them with a puff, and there you go, all done. So it's like one or two swipes with a slashing weapon, and the thing's dead, so you don't even need food for them anymore. When back in the olden days, they used to actually be quite a challenge, because I think they were like combat level 110, 115 or so.
Yeah. They poisoned you, and we did that. They would mage you, so you had to choose between curing the poison or taking the magic hit. Most people chose magic hit by wearing Black Dragonhide.
Very, very interesting there, Earth. The arms wand has an accuracy of 630, but no crit. But, well, like you said, the master wand is only 600 and requires and has 2% crit as well. So,
and it's 4 mil. Crit. So.
Oh, I didn't know you could buy the master wand. I thought that came from. I thought those were untradeable on the exchange.
No.
Seems it is.
Interesting.
They're tradable.
I guess, Shane, I guess we gotta go into the mage training area and get some of these.
Well, yeah, if you can do that and
I've
get
been
the jazz
trying
points,
for so long to get bones to peaches.
Really?
That's no, you know, I resorted to just buying the tablets on the exchange and let everybody else do that for me because I just didn't see the point. I don't use it very often, so I didn't need bones to peaches. Nonetheless, peaches are good to eat.
At the time, when it first came out, it was great for me while I was doing Dust Devils because they just dropped so many bones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they were great
at that
time. Fire
Giants as well.
But, no, Fire Giants don't work because there's big bones, is it?
It works for any bones, I thought.
Okay, but anyway, yeah, it was just so freaking awesome to stay there because, you know, at the time we were both lower level.
It does not work on bones that give more experience than big bones.
Yeah, so big bones works. It's just anything above that does it. All right. That's really the combating that I've done this week. Right now, I will be doing more Slayer in the coming week, but I want to get my wand first because I have a feeling I'll be using magic quite a bit because it actually makes sense now to change your combat type based on what you're fighting because those steel dragons just went down so quick. I was hitting like 2,800. I think the max I saw was a 3,200 with the one of the magic ultimate abilities. Let's see, which one was it? I forget the name. It was the colorful one. Omnipower. That's the one I ended up using. But, Earth, you think Metamorphosis is good to go with?
Oh, it was really good.
The reason I didn't go with that one is because it only increases damage by 50%.
Yeah, but it doesn't... It increases the speed at which you cast, though.
Oh, interesting.
So...
Okay, I'll have to look into that one.
Yeah,
but yeah,
so,
overall, I'm very happy with my in-game experiences.
Yes, and you know, I actually tried a momentum over there.
Okay.
It was, you know, if you're AFK, yeah, it's decent. But I think if you just honestly just press 1, 2, 2, 1, 2, 2, 3, 5, and just do that for a while and watch your movie.
Yeah,
yeah, and you get into a good habit with it as well. So it's very easy to do.
Honestly, just click and go, you know, press 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 5 or 10 or 8 or whatever, and you're done. So, you know, only thing I'm really more interested on is, you know, trying actually getting combinations going on, because I think that would be the big thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have any experiences you want to share with us there then?
Me? No. Yeah. Just, you know, try it out. You know, you may... A lot of people like it. Those that don't like it tend to be a little lazy. Can't figure it out. Peers, you know, they're out of tissues now, so no one cares about them anymore.
All right, let's go through some of these screenshots you sent. So this first one you sent me from a
this
guy
was
named
in the World 66, which is the protest world, Grand Exchange. And surprisingly, there were only like three people there, although I didn't go to Falador. But yes, go ahead, Shane.
So the first guy, by the name of Smith Smexy, are you joking? Are you, spelled with letters, joking? 60 death for Black Dehyde? Well, if you would have went in the beta, you could have discovered this beforehand and taken the appropriate measures for that. And note that, yes, defense is actually going to play a part in the game now. another one from the untouchable Gage Girl, Killbot Mark. Kind of offensive there. And a bit violent, too. That's unfortunate. and then there's this other one, actually. I don't even know why you put this one in this package from the STF Woody guy. Do you remember
that
on Earth?
I don't have the pictures.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say that one because
I just screenshotted them.
Yeah, so I won't include that one. And then you got a whole line here of other things saying Evolution of Combat killed RuneScape, and then people talking about
autotypers. Yeah, the really funny thing is they were walking around the Grand Exchange, and I just missed a screenshot where there's this guy. You know how the NPCs at the Grand Exchange will sometimes say things?
Yep.
I just missed a screenshot of one of them saying as they were walking by, "My people will be so proud."
My people will be so proud. Meaning?
Well, they're... The people are just there being stupid. And then
Okay. Okay, continue.
What?
What Shane just posted.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the ones you sent me from that same time.
Yeah.
So, and then there's another interesting one here. I don't know if this guy was with the protesters or not. He said, "Every in pink is a butthurt kitty." Oh, everyone in pink is a... And then, yeah, well, that's about it, killing RuneScape, and then one guy says, "If y'all don't like it, then expletive deleted, quit." So, you know, people... And then the classic one comes out, "We pay, we say." not really.
You don't have to pay.
Exactly. And it just the fact you pay doesn't give you a right to say how the game is run. You know, your donation of $5 a month to Jagex is to show that you like what they're doing, and in return they give you all these extra features for you to play with. And then I don't know, it just went on, and you know, more hurting of Mod Mark and everything. So people calling each other losers. Really, this just seems like it was the standard group of people that complained through this kind of thing.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not expecting this much to happen beforehand. And you know, largely the RSBNB community has been fairly receptive to this. It's just unfortunate. I know there's a few of you out there, maybe even listening to this, who don't like EOC. But if you are listening to this, I really wish you would have stepped up 2 weeks ago and come on the show to tell us why you didn't like it. We had to do your job for you the past week and kind of go through some of the negatives and do that. But what's done is done. So I highly encourage everybody who still might be doubting the Evolution of Combat system to go back to episode 387 and listen to the focus segment that we did last week pertaining to this update, because it is quite it is quite expansive. We go through the entire thing and talk about our favorite features and what some people deem as the negatives behind it, and with that, it just makes a lot more sense. After that,
I say, if you're that lazy, just build up your momentum bar and be done with it.
Yeah, and then hit momentum. I mean, that's one thing these people don't like. It's like, you don't have to use the new system if you don't want to. That's one thing we stressed on the Focus.
But it's different. God forbid Jagex update their game and change things. No!
Change!
liberals.
You're going to make Shane angry now.
Alrighty, moving on. So that's Evolution of Combat, our thoughts and experiences. So reminder to head out to Diango and Drainer Village to pick up your Mad Scientist outfit and survey XP reward.
I don't even know if I have the full set.
Well, you should have been doing these as we were going through them this summer.
Yeah, unlike you, Shane, I actually have a life outside of the basement.
No, some of them would take 5 minutes just to do, so there's no reason why you couldn't have done it.
Uh-huh.
And the survey is 10 times the XP for doing a jack of trade, so I got about 76,000 mining XP from mine.
Cool.
Yeah, I got... And you can get them twice.
Really?
You just need... Did you do the combat beta again in the live game?
No, I didn't.
Go do that. You get a bunch of XP.
Oh, that's nice. That's very good. Indeed. I didn't know that. So there's a little hint. And also, there's a video guide summary of all the videos that JX has been publishing this past week and a half or so pertaining to EOC. So if you're interested in seeing some of the community's perspective on those, you can just head on over and watch that.
Okay.
So, tweaks and fixes this week.
It is no longer possible to equip a two-hander sword and a shield using the equip all function of a gravestone. That would have been interesting to see. You holding your dragon fires.
Yeah, we could be Fanaka.
Right, because he has two two-handed swords, doesn't he?
No, he has a two-handed sword and a shield.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Mm. Yeah, that's an interesting little bug, so it's good that one's patched. Of course, also with this week's EOC update, graphical improvements to existing weapons and everything are now live in the game, so bronze right up the dragon again, so whole new graphic set there.
Let's see. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that the Origami
balloons no longer stall damage by spam using them. What?
Remember those balloons from that one quest that you could send off?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
What? Well, which quest does that change?
I don't even remember which quest it was. I just know there were these balloons you could send off. And the only reason I actually remember the balloons is because they were actually part of an anti-bot measure at one point.
Cool. Actually, one
Shane,
little...
that was a part of your favorite quest.
No.
Oh, Enlightened Journey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Shane was, well, Shane was so happy when I told him Picard was in the game. Because at the time, I didn't have any morning classes, so I usually did the quest guide right before class started. When I saw that it was Picard, I messaged Shane really quick over Amazon. Dude, Picard's in the game! He was so happy. He was telling me later on. And then
one of my favorite quests.
Yeah, a lot of Star Trek references too. Actually, one little tweak they didn't add here. They fixed it. I'm guessing within the last couple of days. If you minimize the action bar, you cannot use your F keys. When it first released, but now you can, so I'm glad they fixed that little thing.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Remember you were talking about that raid?
Yes.
And I'm pressing them all right now, so they're all popping up, which is good.
But okay. If you have the press enter to chat, if you're in that, they will not work. No, they do work
now.
They
do work now.
Oh.
What do you do? They fixed it.
They didn't work yesterday.
It worked for me.
Yeah, that's the little update they pushed in that that was today.
Wonderful.
Players who had their XP or QP lowered, rather, last week due to the Prince Ali rescue fix have had their Tears of Guthix QP also lowered by 3 points. So apparently there's a disconnect there. That's interesting. There's really not much else to mention here, I don't think. So, oh, equipping wolf legs in customization stored as a female no longer alters the player's skin color.
Ham hoods no longer remove female faces. Players' heads no longer detach when wearing Guthan's helm as a female. I think they don't like females today.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, so there's the patch notes for the week. Let's see, moving on from that. Oopsie, I just closed the notes. What's next?
That's pretty much it. The next part, we're going to the Solomon store, talking about the brutal weapons and the triple XP defensive lamps. So
now that's interesting.
Yes, when I first read this, I thought that they were adding weapons into the general store. Then I was reading it, they were just adding new skins, which is nice.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
Which makes sense.
Why not have a crack of the brutal whip? It's a rusty spike, art designed solely with the intentions of delivering the most vicious of lashes. Likewise, the brutal longsword is hefty, rusty, and capable of incredibly swift yet painful kills.
Yeah, that makes it sound a whole lot more painful if something is rusty, because that also
if you also think about it, if you have a rusty sword, that sword's probably going to break.
Yeah, so it breaks inside them, and it's like leaving part of you inside them.
But let's see, what's the other thing? The School of Fortune, now that Evolution Combat has been unleashed, defensive tactics have been more influence on the battlefield than ever. With this in mind, Yelps is here to help. Between Friday and Monday, skill-specific lamps for defense, prayer, and constitution won on the School of Fortune yield triple XP. What's more, generic non-skill specialty lamps will also be given out triple XP when used to level up the same skill. So if you want more vital life points by race constitution, pray your way to some useful combat, or simply boost your defensive skills, then do you want to spin at every opportunity this weekend? And don't forget, buy more spells!
Oh, so that's why I got such a huge amount of item or XP from my lamp today. That's nice. Do we have a picture of these things from the Solomon store?
I don't have any pictures, though.
Okay, I'm just trying to log in, but apparently I can't type my password right now. So, or now I can't type a cap. I can't type a captcha. Jeez, Jags. Anyways, you guys can head on over to Solomon Store and view these on your own time. You know, I had this thought. What if I was to I always like the look of the Ceridoman armor from the Clue Scrolls. I thought, what if I was to get a set of those and use that on the Solomons for my Torags or whatever? I thought that might look interesting.
The only thing I'm looking forward to, Shane, is Jagex having a Christmas sale on Solomon Store.
Yes, you hope that they are coming out with a Christmas sale, and they probably should, because...
Yes.
Well, the store's been out for so long, and you know,
yes. Might as well. I'd buy something. I'd buy something. I would.
Yeah, what would you buy?
More Spank Space.
Okay.
That's the only thing I want right now. No, men are easy. We want one thing, and we stick with it. Except Shane. He's a little stubborn on a lot of things. Okay, so moving on to the next thing. Hey. Okay. All right, moving on. Next thing, we have the Players Gallery 38 pumpkin carvings. Shane, did you submit yours?
No, I didn't, because it wasn't a RuneScape pumpkin carving. So I thought never crossed my mind.
So anyway, there's a bunch of them here. One of them is quite nice. Looks like a Holy Grail thing. Let's see.
Which one would this be? Which number?
Slayer Goblet by Pottery Girl.
Oh, okay.
So there's only five. That was
that
boar.
Doesn't look like a real pumpkin. It looks too shiny.
It's not a real pumpkin, dude.
I thought the whole idea here was to have actual carvings, no?
It's shaped as a pumpkin.
I guess. I don't know. The dragon pumpkin is...
Yeah, her name is Pottery Girl.
Yeah, so I was wondering why there was a piece of pottery and a pumpkin carving contest here.
Ah, for funs. Funsies. I like the phoenix. I like the... It's nice.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say that too, so...
Yeah, that one's...
Wow. What he needs now, what he needs to do is put a little candle into the pumpkin and make it look like the flames coming out the tail. Okay, so...
That'd be fun to see.
Or just light a firecracker. Boom.
Alrighty.
All right.
So the community roundup. The JMod Battle Royale featuring, of course, a new EOC system. So safe Clan Wars battle this weekend. One each day. The Friday one's already gone by. So if you're listening to this early Saturday, you might want to head over and try this out. Link to this can be found in the show notes at update.rsbnb.com for their contest. Or not contest, rather. What am I talking about? Saturday the 24th at 3 p.m. GMT and Sunday the 25th at 6 p.m. GMT. So really early for us in North America here.
Cool.
Also, the Thanksgiving title, The Stuffed, is now available for people in game after the 22nd. So that's the one that was chosen.
The Stuffed.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Gluttony. Thanksgiving gluttony.
Now only if you could make yourself fatter.
I am fatter.
I mean in game.
My character is more fit than I am.
Yeah, see, that's why it would be nice to be able to do that.
But do you really want a fat guy fighting the dragon and saving your life?
Why not?
I'm your knight in shining armor. Oh, I need to sit down. I just had a hernia. Give me a second. Dude. Squire, chicken leg.
Beer. All right.
Defib, clear.
I think that's a little overboard, but that's just me.
Okay, so.
Fan site news. Runeslayer has their EOC competition, so you can. There's a link there. And also, let's remember our EOC-based competition, which requires you to show off an action bar. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk more about this later, but if you did read the community roundup and you saw RuneScape Bits and Bytes, that's us. So submit your action bars.
And don't forget, you get to win a prize.
Yeah, we'll go through the details later on that, because we got more prizes in addition to what Jagex gave us. So it's always fun. And then the community creation of the week is... Black dragon made from polymer clay.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, but that's really cool.
With the background, though, it makes it look very, very CGI.
Well, that's the thing. It looks like they trimmed out the background on this, which makes sense. I don't know. I think a photo might have been a better way of showing it.
I don't know.
Pretty good. With the black background. But, you know, good job. It looks really nice. Now someone needs to make up for the queen black dragon.
You're up.
I am?
Yep. Go for it.
What? To make something for queen black dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me grab
take a picture and send it in.
Okay. I'm just going to draw a dragon and a crown and put QBD. That's it.
Well, let's hope that gets its way in then.
Yeah, Shane, only thing the best thing I can draw are excellent stick figures.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm sure like 80% of the people on RSBNB are like that too.
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. So
we might have some artists, but...
I said 80.
One day I want to see an RSBNB thing floating around on the community.
A portrait of you?
Section. No, that's not art. Unless, of course, it's like an oil painting or something in my farming year, then sure. Oh, there's a good idea. I'll pose for you, and then somebody can do an oil painting of my RuneScape character and send it in.
What, like the Stephen Harper one?
No, not like that. Not like that. Moving on. We don't need to talk about that.
All right, read Internet High Five.
BTS Video 28, The Art and Sound of Ariane. So this is for the two upcoming quests, the rework of the Wizard's Tower and the runecrafting introduction. So they go into the art and basically show some of the process used to voice this thing. And I just want to share a little excerpt from this video here of a part that's coming, and you really do need to watch this to get the full appreciation of what this guy is doing. So I'll just play that right now.
So, Kelevan's idea worked. I still think a green wizard would have come up with it eventually.
No! Oh!
We really liked the person.
Who hit it?
What?
What? You didn't hear that guy? The one who was like sputtering or whatever?
Yeah, we heard him.
Okay.
I don't get it.
No! Oh!
We really...
Yeah, so I'll be having my audio on during the quest to try and find that guy and that guy's voice. So these guys look like they put a huge amount of effort into voicing this, so all the more reason to listen to the voices when we do the quest. But yeah, have a watch at the video. Alrighty, moving on to questions now. We got one audio question this week from Marupska. I'll play that question right now. And we did listen to this in the pre-show, and I wish we were just listening to this the first time right now.
Hi, host. Marupska here. I love EAC, but there's two things I don't like. One, Karasi looks like a woman, and I want to hold it back. Two, the damn bank icon. The one that hangs in the right corner in the equipment interface using the bank GUI, that thing looked ugly since day one when it came out. It updated everything. Yet, that hasn't. What is your current favourite weapon combo? Just for fun, mine is Dragon Defender with the DDS. Stab, stab, stab. Oh, wait, is it slash, slash, slash? Last thing, how much deodorant do you use? I asked this question because a car with a window closed drove by next to me the other day, and I could smell it. I normally don't use it day to day, but only in special occasions. Thanks for all the shows, and more questions for you next week. Ramska.
Alrighty. So, very good observations there, and thank you for bleeping that on your own, Marumska, so I don't have to do any work there. I actually fully agree with you with that bank icon, and that's what I said. Since that whole banking interface came out, they really do need to get a better icon, something that looks like it's from the RuneScape 2 era and not the RuneScape Classic era. As for EOC, though, if I had to say something I don't like, it's the fact that we only get... five action bars, and that you can only have one visible at a time. I'd like to have like 10 action bars and have like two or three visible at the same time.
That would be a little too much, but I guess like you mean like can you use only one at a time, one bar at a time, or
Right now you can use one at a time. I'd like to have hotkeys so I can use two at a time. Like for instance, good example is I was at Barrows last night, and I have my ranged setup and my melee setup. And now at Barrows, you do a bit of weapon swapping for Akrise and Aram because really they're not that they're strong against melee. So it makes sense to have your ranged abilities right there. And it's just annoying to have to go click the little up arrow to go to your ranged ability bar. So. That's what I mean. I'd like to see more of those. That's my main complaint. What about you guys?
You just walk weird.
Really, you think so?
The shiny hair.
Oh, yes, I was going to say that too, the shiny hair.
That kind of bothers me.
I didn't see too much with DLC yet.
Nothing mechanics-wise, other than what has been mentioned, bothers me that much.
Yeah, and overall, it's a good update, and that's why it's been in beta for so long.
Yeah. I feel like some of the boss monsters might need a buff, though. Because they're just too easy.
Well, that's the thing. Remember, there's a... Next week, they're going to have a behind-the-scenes for the new Tzar quest that's actually going to have hard boss monsters that you're going to actually require to use the new abilities and stuff. So we're actually going to get put to the test with this.
Oh, good.
Because like I said, I was killing steel dragons without any prayer or any food. And you killed Jad without any food as well. So.
Okay.
By the way, did you have to prayer for that thing or not?
I killed Jad so fast that I didn't need to eat food.
Okay, but were you using prayer through the entire thing? Or?
No. Okay. I think I had protect from ranged or magic on. I don't recall which one it was.
Well, yeah,
but I didn't switch. It only took a like 5 combat rounds to kill him. I think.
Yeah. So
and I was using abilities, but
yeah, of course you would need to. All right, Trekkie, do you have any negatives?
I didn't do too much of it to really have any lot of negatives on it, so I can't really say anything. As for now, I'm just using my chaotic rapier and my dragon defender because it's what I had.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the best offhand weapon?
Excalibur.
I want to say Excalibur because it's got the same speed as a whip and a little bit and the same stats as a non-vine whip. So that's my current favorite comp of the Vine Whip and the Enhanced Excalibur.
Okay, because that's what I'm using. But I wasn't sure if that was the optimal one.
Yeah, and of course, like if you're going to fight dragons or something, you'll want to swap that out for a dragon fire shield and maybe even switch to magic or something like that just to be more effective because there is a big... you do notice it if you are using the right combat type against a creature. So,
yeah.
But I haven't really looked into what a good crush combo would be. Crush for both or stab for both. I'm guessing stab would be, like you said, the dragon dagger and dragon defender. That would be stab, stab, stab. Stab, stab, stab.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do we think for crush?
Two-hander.
No, yeah. but a one-handed crush weapon.
Warhammers. Dragon Warhammer.
Oh, maybe, but that doesn't exist in game yet. Maybe the Dragon Mace is useful again.
Oh, I love those
things.
Was
it actually useful?
Yeah, I used to use the Dragon Mace quite a bit before the Zamorak Spear came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows? Okay, last question.
Last question. Who was it?
It was about smells and deodorant.
Oh, I use deodorant under armpit.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't use the axe spray, which is probably what you smelled.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
it's called cologne.
No, so, it's called shit.
He said it, not me.
I can't stand when you walk through a cloud of that stuff somewhere, like in a public place or whatever. It's just
burns
the nose.
Try going on a camping school trip and someone sprays that a whole bottle of that inside a cabin.
Did you slap the living daylights out of him?
Yes.
Did you do a sky uppercut and then did a body slam on him with a Snorlax attack?
I would have, but I was choking.
Yeah, so I can't stand when people do that. Personally, I think unscented is the best way to go.
Mm. Yeah. I thought that was the point of deodorant.
Yeah, very good point, because otherwise you would be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Odored.
Yeah, there you go. That works. So, all right, well, thank you, Maramska. All right, Reed, you can read the next question. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't
boy.
Even mean
Hey, hey, hey! Has anyone seen the petition on change.org for a Time Splitters HD Trilogy collection? If not, you should check it out and sign it. I'm not 100% sure, but according to what I've read, if it gets to 300,000 signatures, they will make the game. At time of writing, there's 50,000 names, and he gives a link. He says that he would buy it one day. It's a great first-person shooter, time travel, win-win. Peace out, and that's from the RR man.
Mm.
And unfortunately, okay. I have no idea what Time Splitters is. So
yeah, neither do I, unfortunately.
Yeah, so I think they're probably making the game. They're just doing this to hype it up. That's what most companies do anyway. So yeah. it's probably in the works. I just want to hype it up a little. Savvy?
Time Splitters is a first-person shooter developed by Free Radical Design, now known as Crytek UK, and published by Eidos. It's the first game in the Time Splitter series. It was released on October 26, 2000 in North America as a PlayStation 2 launch game. The game revolves around the concept of traveling through time in a story mode spanning 100 years. The game features a story mode, arcade mode, unlockable challenge mode, and map maker. Time Splitters 2 was 2002, Time Splitters Future Perfect 2005, and in June 2007, Time Splitters 4 was announced, and then it was postponed.
Yay.
Oh, that's nice. It took me about 2 days to get the Dragon Defender.
Yeah, I just went there and I was on. You reminded me when you were talking about the Dragon Defender that I'd been meaning to get it for quite some time, and I just went there and from about I got it in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, that's very nice. All right, this next one's from Macbeth. Does not have to do with EOC. My question is, I am looking for a high-performance laptop capable of compiling, hopefully quite quickly, rendering, and using multiple applications at once. I want something under $2,000. Do you have any ideas or suggestions of what type of things to look for in a computer? Like nothing over 16 gigabytes of RAM.
Get a Mac.
Okay. Yes, very good advice. First things first, if you are open to it, I do like the current line of the MacBook Pros, not necessarily the Retina-based ones, but just the standalone MacBook Pros. They're very nice computers. So if you're looking for something that is primarily school-based and you are interested or you're perfectly okay with the OS X ecosystem, you might as well have a look at the MacBook Pro. It's a very nice piece of hardware as well as the software that comes with it. But in terms of just general use, you definitely want 4 gigabytes of RAM in this day and age. Maybe 8. 4 is the sweet spot. Anything modern will be able to compile code quickly, provided you're not compiling the Linux kernel or the Windows operating system, because that would take a great amount of time. 3D rendering, really, if you're looking for a laptop to do that, you might be better off with a desktop depending on how much 3D rendering. Like if we're talking 3D rendering on the level of huge scenes and stuff, definitely a desktop with its own dedicated hardware. But if you're looking for just the occasional little 3D model, a laptop will be just fine. And I just want to throw this out there before anybody posts anything otherwise in the comments or anything like that. You can get a Mac and still play games on the machine. There's lots of Mac games. Steam is available for Mac. And worst comes to worst, if there's something you need to play, you can easily install Windows on your Mac.
Yeah, and override OS X.
No, it sits right next to OS X.
Why would you do that?
Because sometimes you need Windows, a dedicated install of Windows.
Yeah, always.
Sometimes. If you do it right, you don't need Windows at all.
Are you doing it right?
I am, actually. Do either of you have any further comments on this?
Windows 95.
95.
Yeah, I don't think so. If you don't want to go with OS X, I think Dell laptops are pretty good, and they got some pretty attractive offerings at this stage. So
also,
either go with the Dell or the MacBook Pro, in my view.
Yeah, may also want to take a look at Acer's. I really like Acer's. I'm kind of pushing my family toward Acer's because for the price that I get, they're all pretty decent. The one I got was less than $1,000. I could play a lot of stuff on it.
Okay.
It's quite powerful, in my opinion.
All right. And if you have any further questions regarding this, just post it in the topic for the show. Like, specifically, if you have two models in consideration, or you have a specific game you're thinking of or something like that, post it here, because compiling can be a quick 1 second operation, or it can be an hour long operation depending on what you're compiling. So some context here would have helped provide a clearer answer, but nonetheless, have further questions, just post them. Alrighty, next one.
Read, go.
You wrote on, Trekkie.
No, oh, no, you first. Go.
Question from 99 Ages. If you could add or change a few things about the EOC, what would they be and why? I would change the running and walking animations. They look very unnatural and not very smooth, especially the animation for running while in combat. No one runs like that. Not really EOC, but combat in general related change. I would change the life points and prayer point systems to have the old numbers. I don't really see a point in adding an extra zero. After having that update for about a year, I still have to translate a 290 into a 29 in my head. Yeah, I mean, I still do the thing with the 29 and the 290, because, I mean, that's what I'm used to, but I don't really have a problem with it.
Yeah, you're hitting actually, the same, actually, it's just a different display. They actually mentioned that when they made that change.
Yeah, although there are some things, I think there was some kind of
and they needed this?
Ow.
Okay, go ahead.
There's some kind of dragon that had, like, 270.5 hit points, because it gave that much Slayer experience, and I don't know why, but...
Right. And it doesn't make sense to have something with half a hit point.
Nope.
And also, looking forward, with EOC, it's clear why they needed to make this change, because there are armors that want something that can give a finer grade rather than adding decimals on. Because inherently, when you add decimals to a number, you lose precision. So it's better to keep it as a single whole number. So the idea is if you can represent it as a larger number, and you don't have to worry about handling the decimals, what's after it. So, and that makes sense, because, for example, some of the armors in the EOC do have a 750 life bonus, which in the old system, like, you know, that would be 75. So actually, no, it's a bad example. Let's say it was 755. That would be 75.5. And now if you have all these decimals floating around, you also have to keep in track of, okay, so we're showing this, but after a certain amount of time, we're not going to display these decimals on the screen when you hit. So that means that the hits on screen aren't truly being represented. So that's why the change needed to happen. So, I mean, it's the same on the back end, but in reality, it's just a display change.
Okay, then.
But things we would change, I already mentioned before, extra action bars and being able to have more than one up at the same time. Another thing I think I'd like to change would be having a clear description of what the target attacking and defense bonuses mean for each type and how they're calculated, because those numbers really come out of nowhere compared to the armor itself. And it'd be nice to know, like, can we calculate these numbers based on the damage or armor value of the said weapon or piece of armor? That would be really helpful to us as a fan site. Oh, and they brought weights back today. So, that was good.
Okay. Let's see. Alrighty.
You guys have anything else on that one?
If I could make any changes, I changed the interface. Still want
to... Okay. Well, that'll probably be coming with RuneScape 3.
I still want to be able to drag it out and do all that, and I wish I could pin my... I wish I can just go into my thing instead of noticeable for my quest and whatnot. That thing's annoying.
Yeah, that would need to be changed.
All right, so we want the last one?
Yeah, you can read it.
All right, question from Esther. Hey, host. I heard rumors that Jagex has been paying famous video makers money to make a video slash guide approving of EOC. Do you think this is true? If yes, are you surprised? I have my doubts personally, and I think it's just a lie. But I wouldn't be surprised to find out it's true. Thanks for your opinion. So they're paying famous video makers to make a video guide for approving of EOC.
I don't know. I think this is the RuneScape community, and we know the RuneScape community. We've been around since 2004. And, you know, sometimes these kind of strange things come out of the whole RuneScape community that you really can't trust. So you got to take things like you hear this when they're with a grain of salt, and they come through huge amounts of people before they actually get to you. So just take it with a grain of salt. And if they were to be doing that, I would have to ask a question of why they're doing it and why wasn't this disclosed up front? Because if this kind of thing was happening under the table, as the rumor that is pointed here out here suggests, maybe that should have been offered to a wider variety than just a few select video makers, if that was the case.
Well, I think if it was widely known that they're paying people to do it, then it would sort of defeat the point.
Yeah, and you know, these videos have been covering everything under the sun, so I can see why some people would make that assumption.
But if they did that, I think they were justified in doing that because, I mean, I like the system, but as I said earlier, people are bound to just, oh God, it's different. No, I don't want to do it. If they do that, then they'll get people to try it. And if people don't like it, then they can leave.
Maybe you'll have a better chance of getting to convert some people.
Yeah, which I don't really have a problem with.
Okay.
Change. So, what I think about it, there's a lot of hoo-ha. Because if you think about it, a lot of hoo-ha.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, basically, if you're gonna make videos, have people pay people to make videos saying how great it is, and you don't really understand your audience, Because then those who like it will stay and they'll spread the word why they like it and everything else. Those who hate it will hate it for no other reason than they just don't like it.
Yeah, and that's the same thing. And some of these people don't have reasons.
So, you know, it's basically... So, in my opinion, if doing this doesn't serve them any good and they're just going to waste money in it, if they really want to do this, what they really need to do is just talk to like some of the gaming companies like IGN or something and say, can you just check this out and tell us what you think about this browser-based interface? Either they like it or they don't. It's all up to...
Yeah, and sometimes you need a fresh perspective on things, too.
Well, I feel like the gaming community at large just sort of views RuneScape as a joke.
Yeah, so, and that's the thing, because it used to be this crappy graphics-based thing, and now like people have that stigma about it in their head, and they just can't change it. So, I mean, maybe it is time for a fresh look at RuneScape from the gaming perspective. And
yeah, because I mean, I won't talk to anyone at school about it. Because
when in reality, it's on par with what World of Warcraft is when it came out. Exactly. So even the graphics, you have to look at the modern graphics that have been going into this thing and realize that they're pretty good. If you increase the camera zoom all the way, you can effectively get an almost over-the-shoulder type perspective, which is something that lots of games have. So they're going with that. And you'll remember from the Future of RuneScape Q&A that was out, they did say that in the next iteration of RuneScape, RuneScape 3 or whatever, they are going to be bringing in the whole WASD, controlling the character kind of thing. And that makes sense, because that's the next logical step. And before people go out there and say... that this is...
It's different.
And it's not what RuneScape was all about. You need to realize is that when RuneScape was first released in... RuneScape 2 was first released in 2003, games like World of Warcraft and these other popular MMOs who use this system didn't exist like that. So, I mean, RuneScape is treading on the lineage from before these other games existed. So it's not as though they're copying features. They're just evolving them in their own directions. I'm sorry, I forget where we were going with this, but it seems as though we went into a gaming discussion about this and the fact that RuneScape needs a fresh look in general by the wider gaming community, perhaps.
Yeah.
All right, anything else with that one?
Anything else? No, I'm good.
Reed?
No? Good.
Alrighty. Moving on to tech news now. Three tech news stories this week. It's widely expected that Microsoft will be releasing an Xbox TV sometime next year. So the idea is this would be a set-top box. It would be like an Xbox Lite. It wouldn't be focused on hardcore gaming like all the other... Xbox titles that are out. It would be primarily focused on arcade and accessing your media and all your Windowsy stuff on the TV. I think that's a word. Windowsy stuff.
It is now.
Sure.
So, I don't know. I think for people who have Windows computers, Windows phones, this would be a good product. But given where Microsoft is in the market, I think they also need to have some integration with the iOS side, which they probably will, because I don't
they
know
do.
If you have this app. Yeah, the Smart Glass application.
Smart Glass,
iOS.
It's really cool.
Yes. So, I mean, there's no reason why they wouldn't do that, and Microsoft needs to do that given that they're not the dominant force in home media like Apple is.
So, what do you mean by home media, though?
Well, like you know how practically everybody uses, well, every normal person, not necessarily the techie people, but the normal people use either an iPod Touch or an iPhone combined with the iTunes Store to access their media. And then if they made a trip to an Apple Store, they'd likely pick up an Apple TV. So that's what I mean by the whole Apple media system is the whole iPod iTunes Store thing. Microsoft doesn't have that domination. So that's why
I don't know anyone except you who has an Apple TV.
Oh, really?
Really?
Really? Okay. That's interesting. I thought they would have been wider spread.
No.
Well, maybe not then.
Do not know a single person.
See, I don't have Xbox Live, so I never really looked into the whole Smart Glass application. So, have you?
I mean, I've used it. It's really cool. It's really useful for the Internet Explorer thing. It makes it a lot easier to navigate than using the Xbox controller. I imagine using an iPad for it would be even better, since it's even bigger, you know? But...
And, you know, lots of people already have Xboxes, so maybe this is the natural place to go. But I don't know what a Xbox TV-type set-top box thing would do, because if it's only able to play arcade games, who would buy this? Because
I feel like they should just bring the price down on the very lowest tier of the Xbox and just focus more advertising on that.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
I mean, I haven't purchased anything on there, but I've watched videos on there. Like, I watched the presidential debates on there, and it was... I mean, I liked it, so...
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But yeah, they even had little live polls for the...
Oh, right, I remember that.
It was really cool. Could tell that there was an obvious liberal bias, though.
Well, yeah, of course, given the fact that it's Xbox and everything.
Dude, quit it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that the perception of Xbox needs to be shifted from gaming to media, because it's just so focused on games right now.
Nah, I'm good.
All right. Do you guys remember when they shipped the first 100 gigabyte drive?
A couple years ago. More or less?
No, many years ago, like 2002.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking of Terra.
Yeah, 2002, you could get a 100 gigabyte drive for $100. Now, for $340, you can get a 4 terabyte drive. Western Digital announced this week that it's shipping the 4 terabyte WD Black. So this is the biggest hard drive that exists out there.
Think of all the stuff you could put on there.
Yeah, you know, I don't know who would need more than four. Yes, we know that.
What? What? What'd you say?
Never mind.
Internet is for.
Okay, then.
I don't know who could fill 4 terabytes up. Well, I guess I could if I put everything on one drive. I don't think we have 4 terabytes of data in this house yet. But
as I know,
definitely going to be interesting to watch all these drives come on and the prices gradually come down, because $340 is a pretty steep price for 4 terabytes. You probably don't need that big of a drive.
Nah, well, you know, I don't know. I'm waiting for the day when 1 terabyte hard drives are super common. Like, that's the minimum that you need now. Because if you look at it worldwide, the amount of data we're actually accumulating every single day is really exponentially expanding. And we get tons of data every day. So I wonder how much.
That's the problem with SSDs, is they're too small.
Actually, I do wonder
so
if
why
we
you
could
need
fit.
Hybrid solutions and everything.
Actually, I do wonder if we took all the data we had everywhere around the world, I wonder how much we would fill.
I don't know. I know Google deals with, I think it was yottabytes or something per day of... Oh, wow. We got to check that out after. Okay, so that's the 4 terabyte drive. Moving on to the next story. Reed, you provided this one.
Because
you want to tell us about it?
Karl Marx. Never mind. I was trying to remember that, so I have prefixes. Where's that tab? There it is. Facebook asks users if it can abolish their right to vote on future site governance changes. Yeah.
That's pretty much it, ain't it?
Yeah.
So what is this exactly?
Well, it says if fewer than 300 million users vote to block today's proposal, users will no longer be able to vote on site governance alterations.
This is the first time I've heard of such a policy coming from Facebook. I mean, who knew that such a thing even existed? And, you know, Facebook is not the type of company that you would expect to have something like this out there. So,
I'm surprised that they didn't just remove it.
Yeah. But I guess that comes from the roots of the website. So, I mean, Facebook is totally entitled to do whatever the heck they want with their own website. The shareholders own it. They have to make the decisions, whatever they feel is best for the share price. And that's what a public company means. And, you know, I have this feeling in my head that people think even though Facebook is Facebook, people think that they have the ability to do stuff that is other than what their share price is. But in reality, ever since this whole IPO thing was announced, their share price is everything that's going to drive every decision at the company, because that's what you do with a company when you're publicly traded. It's whatever will sell the most, products and have the greatest level of customer feedback. So and that's hard with
desperate
Facebook.
Need of
well, the
their
stock price closed at $24.
Is that what? How low did it go?
I don't know, like 17 or something, I guess.
Oh, so they're actually going up because, I mean, my dad's an accountant and he came home and he was shocked at how bad it was. And didn't Time say that it was the worst IPO in history?
Yeah, I think, I don't know now whether that was because people expected it to do so well or if they,
No, like just the how it happened, because the way it's supposed to work is it's supposed to start out sort of low and then everyone buys and then at the end of the day people sell it because it went up so much, but it did the opposite.
Yeah, and you know, you look at the graph for the ticker symbol FB for the past year since it came out, you'll see this sharp drop and it never really recovered after that. So yeah, you really got to wonder about Facebook as a company. And how will the shareholders react to such a thing? Do the shareholders want the people to have a view? Then maybe it's a good thing to keep such a process alive. If not, well, the market would dictate to remove it then. But then the question is, are the Facebook people so intertwined to their website that they'll stick around even if something like this disappears? Personally, I don't see the issue of having such a thing because really, it doesn't make sense to have a website run by consensus.
Yeah.
Well, as of right now, they actually had some money. They actually went up a little bit. It's around $24 a share right now.
Yeah, that's what I said. Up a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know how you make money off of posting drunk pictures of yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, how does Google make money?
Well, Android. They sell ads.
Ads.
Yeah.
Ads are still their main source of revenue. But Android is really becoming, and they're about to make a lot of money in Kansas. I so want to be in Kansas City right now.
What, for the better internet?
Hell yeah.
Google's deploying in their fast internet in Kansas City.
Oh. I wish I had decent internet.
Well, I got 25 megabits per second down, so that's good enough.
Yeah, my grandmother's internet. Downloaded Half-Life 2 in 15 minutes.
Is that good or bad?
That's great, isn't it?
That's great. It takes me like 3 hours. And this is having to download all the source stuff, too.
Oh, so it wasn't from a game where you already had files existing, then?
Yeah. That's how Team Fortress downloaded in 25.
Oh, okay.
So it already downloaded the other thing.
Okay, well, that's it for tech news. Moving on to other things. Speaking of things moving on a bit, the Skill of the Month competition, not much gain in first position, just a little bit since last week, where Minor Goo has remained in the lead with 6.3 million XP gained. second, Parnassius, steady growth there over this week, 3.4. And Flash is still in third, relatively flat, with 1.6 million experience gained. So, not much changing. Prayer Skill of the Month, more than halfway done now, about a week left to go.
Dang.
Yeah, lots of money spent.
Money, money, money.
Aw, Duke. Come on. Just go bury some bones.
Get a boner, dude. Holy. Shane will never get that in history.
No, don't. Don't even go there.
Told you.
But yes, yeah, so Duke, please do bury a bone or something. What?
Nothing.
All right, moving on. Achievement of the week this week. Guppy the Fish got 99 Dungeoneering on the 22nd. So congratulations to you. This entire segment of achievements goes to you because you're the only one this week.
Yay!
All righty, Earth. I believe you do have a pick for us.
This was mostly for Shane's benefit. There's a bunch of Star Trek stuff on thinkgeek.com, which is a wonderful website. Star Trek Enterprise pizza cutter, Star Trek bathrobe, Star Trek interactive tribbles, and some of my favorites are officially licensed Star Trek boxer briefs, which I would love to send to Shane if I could.
Send him their blue one.
The blue ones? All right.
Send the blue ones. Yeah. Let's see.
Romulan Ale Star Trek Energy Drink.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Oh, there's a limited edition Pez set. That would be my choice if I had to pick something from this website.
You like Pez?
Yeah, and anything Star Trek collectible is good, right?
Yeah.
Let's see, do you have the Oh, hey, look, there's a tricorder in here.
Out of stock.
Don't worry, Shane. I have something close to it.
What is it?
Shane.
All right. Okay.
So, Shane, if someone were to send you some Star Trek boxer briefs, what size would they be?
I am not going to answer that because I don't need people sending or trying to send stuff from this website.
A couple large. Because
nah, no.
Yeah, they had an XXX large on something.
Let's see. Check out I like this. Let me check out the Star Wars one. Wow, 4 lightsabers, $109 each. No, thank you.
All right. That's good. Let's move on now.
How come when I get to Star Wars, you all know, but if it's our Star Trek, you go on forever?
Because there's a good difference between the two.
They're both science fiction. Both franchise saved each other.
All right, so you know where to get something for Earth for Christmas.
Yes. Get him the patented underwear.
All right. Actually,
if I wanted something, I'd get the Battle of Letter Opener just for kicks and giggles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd probably be a good little weapon, too, if you needed to throw something at someone, you know?
Nah. I don't think...
has a letter opener that looks like a dagger.
Probably is.
No, it's not.
Let's see, what's gifts under 20? Let's see, what is this? Scissor, lizard, Spock. No, thank you. Bottle opener. Red shirt poster.
Yes. So you can see these two here completely in their glory discussing this stuff. When I'd like to move on and tell you about our contest. Can we do that?
Do we have a choice?
Yes, we do. Or no, we don't. I'm sorry.
And there we go, then.
All right. So that was the ThinkGeek.com pick. You'll remember I mentioned the contest earlier in the community roundup. So we are asking that you share with us your action bar layouts for the action bars. And we do have a tool where you can do this on our equipment calculator. Just tab over to that, fill out your equipment, and then select save once you set it all up. Post it on the forum topic, linked at update.rsbnb.com. And then you will be entered to win one of the prize packs, which includes the Scarecrow mask, green skin, a turkey hat, a flaming skull, a barbed bow, and 75 Squeal of Fortune spins. And of course, we also have the prize donated by our community to go with the grand prize winner. And of course, the runner-up will receive a small cash prize as well.
Yes, and the cash prize is for me!
That's so nice of you.
Yes. I wish I could only be...
you have 1 week left to send this in to us, and then next week on the show we will announce the winner. So roughly until sometime midday on the 30th, you can send this in and we will pick a winner and then announce it here and then post it in the topic. So
how much do we have so far anyway?
We got one. So no, I can just look at the replies and subtract one. We have 7 entries so far.
No,
so,
Shane, it'll be you tried that before, and some of them were conversation. Not all of those were.
Yeah, so that's why
we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. As for the prize pack, Earth, you were wondering what it is. I think we mentioned it before. it'll be a bit of GP as well as some offhand weapons, since those are still hard to come by. And stuff. So that's what the prize will be for the grand prize winner.
I like you.
Wait, so what will it be? I'm sorry, I was looking at the topic.
It'll be some GP and some offhand weapons as well as the Jagex prize for the grand prize winner.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see.
There's no reason not to enter. All you need to do is fill up the ability bar and then save the load out with your equipment and everything and send it in. Oh, it's working for you now.
I'm using it on Google Chrome, Firefox. For some reason, it just doesn't work for me on Firefox. I don't know why. You have no idea. My guy's no idea. So if it's me, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, you've always been special with those kind of cases.
Yes, remember the time I was taking the test and all my numbers and letters turned Japanese and Spanish? Remember that one, Shane? I was like, I can't make that thing up.
Yeah, or that thing that Southwind asked you to do. Enter your name. All right, well, he takes that phone call. What have you been up to this week, Earth?
Well, I got accepted to Mercer.
Which is a school.
Yes, to university down in Georgia. And I might get a scholarship, so yay! I got a 34 on the ACT. Get that result
which
back.
Which is good, right?
It's out of 36. So, okay, and I got a 31 last time. My college counselor said that the difference in money, scholarship money, from a 31 to a 32 is $10,000. So, this is a lot of money. Makes me happy.
So, So you will pretty much have no issue then going there. That's good. Okay.
Went to my grandparents for Thanksgiving. That was really nice.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, I had the whole week off because of Thanksgiving. And I believe I'm off Monday, too. So, yep.
So in other words, you've been spending a bit of time in EOC then and doing things there.
Oh, yes. Got my fire cape.
Okay.
After Yay. It mattered.
That's true. Alrighty, Trekkie, what are you up to? Oh, he's not back yet. Alright, well, I'll talk then for a bit. As for me this week, I have been I did some Slayer, my Steel Dragon task with the EOC update, and I started devising a new strategy last night for Barrows because I want to get myself an Arms Wand, or maybe even just the other wand, but I don't want to spend the money on it because I want to save some money for the future in RuneScape, so I don't exactly want to put my own money into it. Aside from that, I've been working largely on inputting a huge, huge selection of items into the item database for Evolution of Combat because we had two of our content crew leave. So we will be actually recruiting for that position sometime in the near future. We should have that up for next week. So I'll have all the details for everybody listening on that if you want to apply for that position on RSBNB and help us out. Aside from that, not much really. I discovered that you can add emotes to the action bar. So if somebody wanted Yay! To perform a dance routine, they could do that now by pushing keys on their keyboard.
Alright, so
Trekkie's... And there's so many emotes, so I just want to say that if somebody wants to have the emotes on our action bar sharer, that's going to be a community done project, and you're going to send all those emotes to me. I am not taking pictures of all the emotes and putting them on the action bar. That's too many. I've done over 250 of those little images right now already. So I am done for now on that.
Cool.
But yes, your turn.
Me? I did nothing. I just did Slayer and went shopping. Shopping! Hello!
Black Friday?
Yeah.
Did you get anything?
I got the printer that I needed, and that's it.
Oh, that's good.
When I got my printer broke, so I needed a new one, and me and my dad were checking off the ads, and just they were selling a Brother printer for $50, which is good deal. It's basically half the price.
Is it a good printer?
Yeah, it's a good printer. It's brand new. It's new. I guess it's like this year's last model or something like that. But when I got to the store, I was like, I am not staying there till 12 midnight. I'm just gonna. I just told my sister and them wanted to go downtown, so we all woke up around 6 a.m. So they went downtown. God. I went the other direction. Got my printer. There was like 3 left when I got it. I was like, I'm taking this. It was funny because the cashier lady was looking at me. Do you want this? No. What paper? No. You want this? No. Really? Don't want anything else? I said, I'm a dude. We go in and out. That's what we do. We hunt. We don't gather a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
No, we buy that one very expensive thing. You guys buy an army. You guys buy a trunk
of enough. Expensive things. Then we have to pay for it, right, Trekkie?
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, the man's burden.
My brother-in-law does.
So, did you do any Black Friday shopping then?
No. Okay. My parents did, actually, but they weren't the crazy people who went out at, like, 4. Actually, much earlier. We got a TV for my grandparents, and it was my dad's idea. Actually, I was just still asleep, and they just saw a sale in there and said, hey, let's go see if they still have any, and they did. So
how did they do that if your grandparent, if you were already at your grandparents and...
They have a Walmart.
Walmart, well...
Oh,
Walmart.
So they picked this up yesterday, Walmart. Not today then.
Yeah, yesterday. Oh, no, okay. It was this morning. It was this morning, excuse me.
Oh.
They went and got it this morning.
I see. So they're having it delivered to them.
No, they picked it up from Walmart because they still had one left.
I see. Okay.
Shane, one other little thing. I think you should add a little comment bar for your action bar page.
You can do that. The UI is going to be straightened out when the EOC update for the calculator comes out. You can use the comments in the save load box for comments for the loadout and the action bar. The way it saves will be changed when the EOC update to the calculator comes out later this weekend. So we have already made that change, and it just hasn't gone live yet. So,
alrighty,
that is coming. Yep. I believe we are done for this episode then. So,
alrighty.
With that being said, thank you for listening, everybody, and we will see you next week for another
episode. Bye, guys.